People were telling me to make decisions, and you never can know tomorrow. I said, none of you, all right, have bothered to tell me about right or wrong. You are all worried about, you know, tomorrow, now if you offend somebody, they may want to do you back. I said, you have not addressed whether it is right or it is wrong. That's lovers of self. That's human flesh. He wants to make a decision that will favor him later because of the, is a fleshly thing. It's called self-preservation. That's why a snake bites you. He's not angry with you. The mosquito that comes to your house to bite, is not. It has nothing against the human race. It does not know it causes malaria. No, they don't have a demonic meeting. All mosquitoes, what shall we do? We have to go and suck blood. You know we are witches. They are not witches. Why do they suck blood? They need the blood to fertilize, to make their eggs grow. The blood is for the development of the next generation of mosquitoes. It is just unfortunate that you don't like to part with that blood. It's just unfortunate that while feeding, some other things cross the barrier and then you begin to shake. So you get malaria. Then you start pursuing the mosquito all over the place. What am I saying? It's flesh. That desire for self-preservation is flesh. Now, a man walking the spirit, this is what I'm making. That flesh, that's a believer, the flesh is still there. But if he's walking in the spirit, the flesh cannot manifest. What does it mean to walk in the spirit? If I was saying to you earlier. So you see, when a man gives his life to Christ, even though his natural flesh is still there, but something in him, you know, before, the man will fight. At the end of the day, good for her. But this time around, say, hey, why did I do that kind of a thing? Are you seeing the difference? The spirit is different. The flesh is the same. His vexation is anger. But the spirit now is different. This thing I told that happened in my office recently. Someone said that they're spreading your name about. At the point that I picked my phone, I went to call somebody and say, look at what this guy is. Then I said, what am I doing? I'm trying to defend myself. I dropped. Listen, natural person is, you want it like this, I give it back to you. Everywhere you go to spoil my name because I was on the side of right. If I tell the story, your name go wreck. So I picked the phone. First, let me call this person and tell, look at what this nonsense. I picked the phone, began to dial. I said, I just pressed end button. I said, what nonsense? This is not the first time somebody is trying to fight me behind my back. Let's see what they will get at the end of it. That God is my defender. I dropped the phone. Walk in the spirit. What am I saying? What I had realized is that God defends me. Therefore, I could not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So, a man has a spirit. The spirit talks. My wife didn't realize today when I say, go. You know that time, you know what I'm talking about? I say, go. He said, I don't want to go. It's just because you said so. What happened was that as we're talking, something in me just spoke up like, it's not proper for you to keep this person waiting. My wife was angry. I'm not going to see her. I'm not going to see her. I said, it's not proper. We're talking, though. And I said, baby, go. He said, no, where am I going to go? I said, just go. I'm just going to go just because you said so. I said, that's good enough for me. Just go. But what happened was that something in my spirit shifted. I said, this your strategy is not going to work. It's not the right thing. So one of the things Paul is saying to you is that there's a nudging, are you getting my point, that comes in the life, all right, of the one who has given his life to Christ at certain critical moments. Walk by that. That's one. Number one, that is one of the ways by which those nudgings work. I said that there's something inside the man who will fight, finish, and say, yes, that was the right thing. Now he finishes fighting. After settling down, now say, lion of the tribe of his house, are you happy now? Then he's getting like, you know. These are explanations he never had to give himself before. Now he's having to explain to himself why he was angry. That's the Holy Spirit beginning to tell him things. Now, one of those things that the Holy Spirit says, now listen to this, I began that last time. All right, he tells him, go for a Bible class. I'm serious about that. Tune a channel and listen to the word of God. Take a book and read. You don't need this football match for goodness sake. There's a Bible class going on, go and attend. Go to church on Sunday. There is a seminar. Now, I'm serious about this. I mean it literally. I said spiritual things. That's what I'm trying to explain. They have physical manifestations. It is a matter of the spirit, all right? It's a spiritual fact that God's spirit starts speaking to the man. But this is a practical thing I'm coming to. The kind of company he keeps is one way by which he walks in the spirit. That is the physical manifestation. Very important. Very, very important. Very important. Listen to me. As a believer, don't ever keep company with those who don't boost your faith. Don't. Walk by the Spirit. Yes, your Spirit is guiding you. Walk in the Spirit. This is one of the manifestations. Where do I find you? Listen to this. What are your favorite programs on TV? Hey, Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian. You will fulfill the desires of the flesh. You are getting the point I'm making? Listen, one of the things I found out, Psalm 1, because of time, we won't read it, but you've read Psalm 1 before. Blessed is the man. Now, please, you must understand something. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Please get this point. You will see that the man does not... Oh, God. Let's read this. I want to emphasize something. You will see that that man does not make a conscious effort to obey the word of God. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now, let me stop there. You know the rest of it. Why I read this verse, these first two verses, is to bring out the issue that this man does not obey the word of God. Notice something. He didn't get down and say, today we will obey the word of God. We will prosper. No. Walk by the Spirit. His Spirit says, when men are gathering at a certain place and they are having communion. Are you getting my point? You know what I call communion? Yes, communion. Listen, let me say it again. When Jesus had communion with his people, it was bread, the normal bread, the one they were eating before. They didn't, you know, in church now we have special communion bread. Listen, you know, these are all religious practices that came out of our background of idolatry. The truth is that those days, it was the normal bread that they were using for the feast. When it was time for him to talk, he just took another one. As everybody shift. This is special bread, though. And he took it from the normal pack. He said he broke it. And said, this one, I'm not making an issue here. It is the normal food they were eating. There was no special communion wine. It was his normal wine that, if they were French people, is the wine that was supposed to use for, you know, is it fourth course? Which course is that? Anyway, the wine they will use to finish the food. And that was the one he just took a bottle and poured it into a glass and began to give to them. I'm not saying communion bread is bad. I'm just trying to explain that, you know, it's just normal food. So you can go to a bar and eat normal food and you are eating devilish communion. I don't know what I heard what I said. What makes communion communion is the atmosphere. Who are you worshiping? Oh boy, is it that babe? You know what I'm saying? Spirit of adultery. Eh? Even if it is malt you are drinking with ordinary cracker biscuit, in that environment it is what? Communion. I keep on warning. Should Christians drink wine or not drink wine? If you go into your bedroom and booze up, you are safe. But if you go into a bar with adulterous people, criminals, and you drink coke, you are dead. You get what I'm saying? It is a communion that is a primary thing there. If you drink water in a bar, your friend on your side has a harlot on his right hand. You get what I'm saying? It's water you are drinking with watermelon. The business partner you came to see, the girl hanging on his left hand, you know, this is not his wife. And all of you are there talking, saying, yeah, I don't drink. Praise God. In our church, they don't drink. Don't worry. Don't worry. In your church, they don't drink. But in your church, they come to strange places. Evil spirit will ride over water and watermelon and tabernacle inside your soul. I'm telling the truth. And I like to keep on saying these things because Christians are very funny. They say, me, you know, I don't smoke, I don't drink. And they feel very righteous. If you want to smoke and you want to drink, just go into your bedroom, lock the door, sit down there on the floor, finish your drink, finish your veg, you understand? Flush the rest down the toilet and go and sleep. You are safer. I'm not advising you to do it, but don't deceive yourself that I don't drink beer, therefore I'm safe. The kind of company you keep is more worrisome than the beer you are drinking. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. His spirit just says, no, this is not the place to be. He said his delight is in the law of the Lord. It is not that he obeys the word of God. No, that's not the primary thing. The primary thing is that he loves the word of God. Please, there's a world of difference between love, first, and this mechanical obedience that Christians preach and practice. If you love God, obedience comes naturally as a fruit of love. But many people, listen, let me tell you, I think I wanted to say this some weeks ago, let me say it now. I've not posted the sermon, although I've finished it essentially, just a few corrections, about the love of God. Many people these days, they don't love God, they use God. Most people don't, this tithing problem, they don't tithe for any other thing more than, if I don't do it now, poverty. Devourer. The fear of devourer and poverty is the beginning of tithing for them. Listen to me, it is not accepted in heaven. Please, I hope you have heard what I'm saying. I'm telling you, as a matter of fact, few Christians love God. No, let me say few Christians. I withdraw that. I withdraw it. Few people these days, few churchgoers actually love God. Very, 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 very few. I give this illustration once that I went somewhere and it was a couple's dinner, a breakfast meeting, and everybody was speaking. How do you love your husband? How do you respect your husband? And how do you, you know those kind of things. No. How do you get your husband to do something or to be nice, to be good, and all of those things? And they said that you will cook for him, you will rub his back, you will never say you have a headache anytime he touches you like this. You will do all of these things, and they were talking. And you know, like I tell you, when people, you know, may God give you pastors after his heart that will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. Because most people who talk around are ignorant, so they can't feed you with jack. That day I was hearing all kinds of people talk. One woman now said, okay, after you have done all of these things, and the man is still as obstinate as ever, is as difficult as ever, what do you now do? You know, we now start preaching all kinds of funny doctrines. Someone will say, you will not add praise to it. You will not start worshiping. In the morning, you will anoint his pillow, witchcraft. You will pray. All those things tell you the truth, they are witchcraft. People think witchcraft is go to coven. You come to your husband's pillow, in Jesus' name, you will do what I'm saying. You're a witch. The fact that you say in Jesus' name has not removed the witchcraft from your soul. You are manipulative. You are using the weapons of God to manipulate the man for your own end. It's witchcraft. People say, hey, you will worship God. And then you will begin to prophesy. And then you will do this. I said, look, I told my wife, I can't keep quiet again. All of these things people are saying, you can see, it's not about right, it's not about wrong, it's about manipulating the man until he starts doing what we are saying. Even though he's saying it's for his own good, we want him to be saved, it's still manipulation. No, Christians, they always justify their evil by the end, saying, we're not trying to do this for ourselves, it's just we're trying to do it because we want to do something good for the house of God. All of it is still manipulation. It's called dealing craftfully or craftily, working deceitfully. That's what it is. Paul said that's not how to do the gospel. We present things open. Are you getting my point? Now, so this is what I'm making. So that day I had to stand up and speak. I said, no, we don't do these things because of what we are going to get. We do them because they are right. So it makes no difference whether he responds or not. I do them because they are right. I'm telling you again today, very few Christians are like that. Most of us, the things we do them because they are the ways by which we get what we want. Very few will actually appreciate God and want to thank him. But if they don't say thank you now, he won't do another one. So let us pray. No, let's thank God first though, because you know, if you don't say thank you now, another one will go flow. So Father, we thank you. We thank you. God is not, he's not even listening. He's not hearing you. Because he knows where you are going. Say, look, stop wasting my time. I have many people to attend to. What is the problem? Say it. If we can help you, we will help you. Say, no, Lord, let's finish praising you now so that your hair goes well. There's a difference between that and you just lie in the morning. You wake up I've told you, I pick a glass of water, so I look at it. And I'm, no, listen, I'm not trying to be spiritual. I just appreciate it. That if you are thirsty, oh God, look, I've been thirsty before. It sounds funny. I was in secondary school in boarding house. There are times we'll be thirsty. Because our friend, principal, I was in form one, I was a little boy. The principal then didn't, it was when our new principal came, he solved that problem. There are times you will stand like that, there's no water in the hostel. It's not, we were not living in Sahara Desert. You couldn't leave the school. You know, with the law on boarding house. And it's not food time. And there was no water flowing anywhere. You want to swallow like this, eh? Your throat no go green move, lest it injures itself. I read the story of some boys who crossed the Sahara. They said, now, going through the desert, there's serious heat during the day. There's severe cold at night. There's the danger of serpents and scorpions and such desert animals. They said that was not what worried them the most. It was the thirst that almost killed them. So sometimes I look at a glass of water and I say, God, thank you, I have this to drink. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just grateful. This country, I don't know what is going on. I said, Lord, I thank you. At least there's a road in Enugu to drive on. I'm bringing an issue here. This man delights in the law of the Lord. He's not trying to, you know, obey this word so that you can get healed. Obey this word so you can prosper. No, it is that this is my delight. Do you understand my point? There are things some people like. My wife loves to travel and see places. There's no reward for it. If anything, it costs me money. Are you getting my point? Yes. Some people like quiet. I just like to be quiet and not go out. There's no law. There's no gain. There's no loss. It's just the kind of thing I love. You are getting what I'm saying? Some people like reggae music. And left to people like me, what's the name of that guy? Elvis Presley would have died poor. You know Elvis Presley? That kind of music he plays, I don't understand. Oh, even Mozart, Beethoven. The other day I was telling him, I was watching them on TV. They said, what do you call it? What's that one they were showing on TV? Oprah, huh? You know? Oh, 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 oh. I said, what? So I told my wife, maybe when we see it live, we will appreciate. Because as far as I'm concerned right now, this is a waste of godly time. There's no quarrel. Are you getting my point? Yes, some people love it. Now, I'm going to explain something about love that has nothing attached to it. In the same manner, the Bible says this man loves the word of God. Walk in the Spirit. I'm telling you, one of the things about walking in the Spirit is not about trying to not sin. It is about loving the word of God. Do you get my point? That is, what book do you love most? Oh, I love my Bible. And not a matter of, let me carry it. You know, those when I was a much younger Christian, you had to carry a fat, tattered Bible as a sign of spirituality. No. It is, if it's on my phone, it doesn't matter. If it's on my small Galaxy Note, it doesn't matter. As long as I have it and I love to read it. What do I like to listen to? I love the word of God. You say, what if I don't feel like that? No, what is about feeling? It's something you cultivate. Walk in the Spirit. People struggle to obey God. God didn't say, struggle to obey me. He said, in this book, just meditate day and night. Then you will find that you naturally obey the words that are written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. This man, it is not as if he tried to obey the word of God. He said, one, I don't listen to the counsel of the ungodly. Listen, it is not that he doesn't listen to bad counsel. You see what am I talking about? Let me explain. How do you know counsel is bad unless you know the good one? No, think about it for a moment. Until you know the good one, you can't know which one is bad. And by the time you know the good one, you don't need any counsel at all. No, think about it. What is counsel? I don't know what to do. Don't listen to bad counsel. That means I know the good one. If I know the good one, I know what to do. This man does not listen to the counsel of the God, ungodly. It's not as if he does not listen to ungodly counsel. There's a world of difference. If he identifies a man as ungodly, no matter what he says, he does not listen. Oh, I pray you get what I'm saying there. You know, a colleague of mine told me yesterday, telling me a story about a girl who got married. I was telling my wife When I go home, I say, oh, girl, things, they happen. This man said, this one is not home video. You know, there are things they can't act in home video because they know that you won't buy it. You will say they must be stupid. One of my friends, his brother did some things. I said, oh, boy, this is what your brother did. We have to make a movie out of it. He said, listen, if you make a movie out of this, it won't sell. I said, why not now? He said, nobody will believe it. That people can never behave like this, so nobody will believe it. So my friend said, this one is so bad, home movie people can't make it as movie. Nobody will buy. What happened? A girl married. Now listen to me. Married at 10 o'clock. When did they normally marry? 10. She and her new husband, after the session, they checked into a hotel. Then the evening, she came, that is, they checked into a hotel. She just came out of the onto the corridor. She saw her boyfriend of 2 years ago who went to America. Do you know, she followed the boy and left the new husband. You think, God, no, say that story again. It cannot be the way I'm hearing it. That's a confession. I said, you are not serious. He said, that's something that even home movie can't make this one. Married at 10. By 7 p.m., she saw one guy say, oh boy, where you can't go? That is, she didn't enter the room back. It left that guy wondering where the wife I married in the morning is. Now, this is where the story is going. He said, I'm not telling you something that happened somewhere. This lady was still in my house a few days ago. It's my wife's friend. I said, she cannot be your wife's friend. I said, such thing, they don't mince words about it. You call your wife straight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord said I should tell you that you and this girl cannot be friends. I don't care how nice she is, how sweet she is. First, you identify an ungodly person and classify their counsel as ungodliness, no matter how nice it sounds. Yeah. There's one scripture. You know, in recent days, I've been seeing things. There's a scripture that says, don't eat the bread of a stingy man. If you see, I told my wife, if you identify somebody as being very stingy, don't ask him for favors. No, it's scripture. What am I talking about here? For you to listen to this counsel of the ungodly, you first have to keep company with people you have identified as ungodly. And why do Christians keep company with ungodly people? It's always because of what they are going to gain. You know, they are my business associates. You can never not fulfill the desires of the flesh if you are behaving like that. Walk in the Spirit. What do you love? Very practical. Very practical. Where do I spend my time? Because you see, he said it does not work in the counsel of the ungodly. There's one thing, R.W. Bollinger calls, is it introversion or whatever? I've forgotten what they call that version. That's in progress of expression in the scriptures. You see, he does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. That is, it is where the man is walking, standing, and sitting that decides how his life turns out. Listen, I say this one straight. This is how you know a believer who wants to go somewhere. Listen to me. It's very straight. Listen. It's straight. Young ladies, listen to this. Because you're going to marry a confused person. If you see a man that's always going to church and sweeping, it's not a sign of being a believer. Are you getting my point? Hey, God, please. Get what I'm saying. If you see a woman who's always going out for evangelism, she can be a witch. I'm telling you the truth. It's not a sign that she's a believer. So I love that sister. Praise God. Anytime you get to her house, she has gone for evangelism. Some people, their iniquity is what they are still trying to pay for. Every day, preaching. Preaching is good, amen? What do you think I'm doing here? Is it not preaching? But it's not a sign that somebody is a believer. You get to church, he's always be the one. They're doing everything. It's not a sign you're a Christian. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe like looking, it might be that you're looking for favor with the pastor. You want to identify a believer, a true believer? There's only one way. You know somebody who's going somewhere in life, watch this, listen, this will never fail. Watch what the fellow pays attention to. If this fellow, this man, this woman, is all the primary goal is to attend to listening to the word of God. That's a true Christian. You want to know a true Christian? See what he or she reads all the time. That look, when I say true Christian now, they may have given their lives to Christ, but the one that's really going somewhere with God. It is not the person who's only, where is he? He has gone to church. You get there. What does he do? He's hammering the door of the church. It's a service to God. I went to examine University of Benin a few days, that's last week. That's why I was not around the other Tuesday. And after all the examiners were talking, one man's trying to explain why federal government should pay and those kind of things. He said, listen, this is not like we are working for God. If you want to work for God, I know what to do. I will go to church, take a broom and sweep the place. I just look at the guy like this. I don't know him from. I don't know him before, so I'm not talk. I'll go to church and sweep the place. And he did his hand like this. I said, that's idolatry. That's not Christianity. You want to know somebody who's going somewhere in life, just watch what the person pays attention to. That's what I'm talking about. He pays attention to the word of God. The primary thing that the fellow loves is God's word. That is the person that's going somewhere in life. That's the kind of person you need as a good friend. Do you get my point? Listen, guys, let's talk. Let's leave these ladies for a while. If you marry a wife and her best husband is, Angie, have you seen the latest Versace? Just call your wife, say, come. That anytime they see each other, it is Versace. Give me another name now. These are the old ones I know. Gucci is also old now. These are old ones. You guys are not current and modern. Which one? DC. Okay. Dolce and Gabbana. Uh-huh. DKNY. Daniel Curry, New York. Uh-huh. All those kind of things. Yeah, have you seen it? How much is the perfume? This one is $26,000. Day and night. Tell your wife. In fact, don't be advisor. You know, there are times you advise. There are times you just instruct. Say, baby, no, I can't explain now. Eh? That girl is not a good friend. No, she's a very nice person. I'm not saying she's not nice. Satan is very nice. You know, I've told you before. Satan is nice. No, forget all this witch they paint. The real Satan is a nice guy. Very nice guy. How do I know? They are going to crucify me. He said, no, master. No bad thing will happen to you. Over our dead body. Who will crucify you? Where will they? And what did Jesus say? Get behind me, what? Satan. What is here? I'm talking about walking in the spirit. I'm identifying the thing because, you know, I first established the fact that we don't struggle to obey God. No. We struggle on, in quotes now, on little things. To light this place, to ensure this platform has this amount of light so the video cameras can pick good pictures, all the people do is click, 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 click. It is not, where's the wire? Somebody, blow on the filament. Blow until it gets hot. No. It's where's the switch? Click. It comes on. And God has provided switches like that for us in life. That if we want light on your platform, there is a place you go to press your switch. And Paul called it walking in the spirit. So that naturally, we don't walk in sin. And those are things that are very simple. Where do I go in the evenings? What do I love? Where do I flip my TV remote to first to catch what is going on in the world? Is this CNN news, which I watch news a lot? Or I want to check. That's why I'm so angry with some of our Christian channels. They have driven me away. But when I flip over there, they say, do you want a miracle? Send $38. I said, this is worse than bad news. Let's just go. No bad news. You are prepared. CNN, Calamities News Network, you are ready for what evil has happened in Syria again. But when you tune to a Christian channel, but you want to hear the truth now. Walking in the spirit, where do I keep company? I'm telling you, it's as simple as that. Remember what I said in Joshua chapter 1? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night. That's the next point. What do you talk about all the time? Because meditate does not mean to think. Meditate means to what? To mutter. Meditate means to mutter. What's your favorite kind of music? Look, it's a deliberate choice you make. I told you the first day I heard Snoop Doggy Dogg, I thought the guy was an exceedingly talented person. Then he began to play. I realized that this guy is Satan, evil, and devil-possessed. So I switched off his music, and we parted ways on the spot. The first day I heard Shaggy, I thought, since the days of Snoop Doggy Dogg, no man has arisen. Then Shaggy spoke, and I realized that Satan has come in the likeness of flesh. Did I enjoy his rhythm? Yes, I think the guy was fantastic. Do I like to play him? No. It's a deliberate choice I made. I don't want you. Read my book again. Great faith can be yours. That's what I explained in there. I walk in the spirit. That is, I sow my seeds. There are many little things. Like I said, I don't understand everything. I believe that I've not even scratched the surface of what is called walking in the spirit. I'm just trying to emphasize on the fact that when God puts his spirit in us and is nudging us in a particular way, and these are the practical manifestations that we are obeying that spirit. Especially when it comes to focusing on the word of God. Attending, that is, because that's the primary thing the spirit of God drives you to, is the word of God. Now go and read the scriptures. When the Ethiopian eunuch, when Philip arrived to talk to him, what did he discuss? How's business? Did he come and say, Philip? No, Philip appeared. Told the Ethiopian eunuch, how's business? Serving the king of Ethiopia, how has it been? Praise God. I hope you're happy. No. Once the spirit dropped Philip there, what happened? Understandest thou what thou readest? They began to discuss scriptures. When the angel showed up before Cornelius, he said, you need a gospel. Let's send somebody to go and bring Peter to come and teach you the word of God. The Holy Spirit, first place he nudges you to, is the word of God. You know, I told you how false prophets are to be identified. Tell everybody. I keep on saying it because I want everybody to know it. How do you know a false prophet? Says, sir, for the last 2 years, I have not been able to break through. What is the problem? Let us pray. People don't like you. There are those who don't want you to progress. Just say, Oga, I now know you are one of them. Pastor Banks said you're a false prophet. You, prophet, does everybody like you? Why are you not having my problems? Dangote, do you know how many people are angry that is the one that consumes sugar? Has he become poorer? No, tell the man. People don't like you. People don't like you. You think everybody likes Bill Gates? They still find Microsoft $700 million the other day. You think they all like Bill Gates? Is he not still rich? Eh? He said, not everybody, people don't like you. Yes, I know. Please solve my problem. I know people don't like me. And when I start prospering, they will increase the number. A false prophet points accusing fingers at your so-called enemies. He doesn't direct you to the word of God. A true prophet directs you to the word of God. That's what I'm trying to explain. The Lord said that they always prophesy for these people. They have furnished them no good. Why? They do not point out their iniquity. Please, I hope you are getting my point. So the first place the Spirit nudges you towards is the word of God. That's what I'm saying. And as you begin to plant your seed in that word, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm happy Christians these days, they like seed, amen? But I'm teaching you today how to plant the right seeds. The right seeds. You don't, listen, I know you used to be quarrelsome and angry. Listen to me, it is not possible to be a man, a woman that attends to the word of God and anger and quarrel and envy and jealousy won't die from your system. If it's not dying, it's a sign that you have been negligent in attending to the nudgings of the Spirit. Please, I hope you've gotten my point. Yes, sir. What have we said all this while in this righteousness matter? I said we are not accepted before God because of what we did ourselves. No. We are accepted before God because of what Jesus did. To be accepted is what we mean by righteousness. When we say righteousness, it means are you accepted? Are you a friend or an enemy? That's what righteousness means. When you get before the throne of God, are you a son? Are you a part of the family? Or you're a stranger that has lost his way? Do we approach unto God because of what we did? No. Does that mean, therefore, I don't have to do what is right? No. I do what is right because right is my nature. The seed of Christ dwells in me. Why do Christians still walk in sin, therefore? I say because they have forgotten these facts. Because they are not walking in the Spirit, like Paul said. What by walking in the Spirit? We said is attending to the word of God, watching where we go, checking what we really love. Not trying to manipulate God. Many people see God only as a problem solver. God can solve problems, but he's not a problem solver. He's a father. Are you getting my point? Yes. He's a lover. He wants to be loved. When we need help, we go to him. That's true. But even when we don't need help, he's still somebody to be clung on to. Do you get the point I'm making? That the true child of God loves righteousness. is her nature, is his nature. It is not because of what we are trying to get. It is our nature. It is our nature. We are not afraid of going to hell. It's not possible. Hell doesn't want us anyway. Why should I come there and quench the fire? Are you getting my point? No, hell doesn't want me. It knows that anywhere I get to, the fire has to quench. I'm a citizen of heaven. What I said at the beginning, nobody understand. I said, when an ambassador misbehaves, what do? You send him home. If a Nigerian's ambassador in Tunisia misbehaves, they don't send him to Libya. This ambassador, send him to Libya. He has misbehaved. No, you send him back home. We have that confidence. Therefore, we serve God with freedom. We serve God with what? With freedom. This is how we are as believers. We give because we love people. Do you follow my point? Yes. I give to my wife because she's my wife. And as a sweetheart, take this money. If I kiss you this evening, you go respond. Like I always tell my wife, I have already paid your father for all the response. Any money I paid now is love. Amen? The legal money to get response I give to your father, not to you. I have given my life to Christ. Amen? Everything I get from God is not because of what I give to him. I give to my wife because of love. I have never given to my children because of what they will do for me. Never. How many of you have done that? Alayenka, you called a baby. These school fees. As I pay and so, henceforth, that good behavior. No, there's another way for granting good behavior. The school fees is because it's your duty. It's your responsibility. Like I was saying to somebody today, that's what the gospel is about. Say, give to the gospel you can prosper. I have nonsense. Whether I give to the gospel or not, I have prospered. Whether I give to the gospel or not, I have prospered. I'm not saying I will prosper. What did I say? I have prospered. It's in the scriptures. But why do I give to the gospel? If I don't preach the gospel, who will? Am I going to go to a Muslim and say, see, we want to evangelize Saudi Arabia? How much will you contribute? The man will give me my address to Boko Haram. Don't you think so? I'm not going to go to a Muslim to beg and say, please, oh, this radio, in fact, one man in Benin, this is a true story. True story. See, as Christians, they embarrass themselves. One of these big transporters in Benin. All right? So they go meet this man, big transporter in Benin. Plenty of money. A church. They come invite him for harvest. Now the man bring Ogun out of under the drawer, put on for table. He bring Obatala from under the drawer, put on for table. He bring a few gadgets, you know what I'm saying? Some I'm serious, idols. He drop on for table. The man said, this is my own God. Why should I come and give my money to your own? I'm serious. It really happened. Why should I carry their money and come and give your own? I said, good. Toin. Good for the Christians. Shameless people. I don't want us to do that. Are you getting my point? I don't want us. Therefore, if God blesses me, you understand, I do my portion. That's why we Christians give. Not so as to tempt God to release us. Say, Pastor Banky, there are testimonies, I know. But we have entered into that black hole of the realm of the spirit where all those testimonies, they've collapsed. Right here, we have only one principle. You go and read the scriptures. He said, in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead. Anything we discuss about divine power must come through Christ Jesus. And that one, it is not our own work, so it is that which Jesus did for us on the cross. I have repeated myself all these weeks. I hope you understand righteousness now. I hope you understand righteousness. I hope your love for God is solid so that you walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh.